Joining us now in the fifth quarter show is Coach Steve Hagg of the Mexico Bulldogs. Mexico goes on the road tonight to St. Charles West, just down I-70 to the east, and shocks the number one seed, St. Charles West. Mexico comes out with a 28-20 win. Coach, congratulations. I know you got to be pumped up. Your kids have to be pumped up. Talk about how that game played out.
Thank you. It didn't start out real good. They got the ball on their first two possessions and had really good drives. I think their first drive was 7 plays, a little over 50 yards, and then their second drive was 11 plays, right at about 60 yards, and they scored on both of them. And we just hadn't been real good all year. And people kind of coming straight at us, and they run a wishbone offense, and they were coming right at us. And it just took a little bit to get our bearings about us. And once we did, I thought we did much better. We drove the ball late in the second half. We thought we had a possibility of scoring, but we had two penalties that kind of backed us up. And so we go into halftime down 14-0 and just kind of, talked about, I think our guys knew we could move the football. We just had to get a little bit more fired up defensively. And when we came out after half, we got the ball back, and we marched it down. And got a 1-yard touchdown from our fullback, Dante Billups, to make it 14-7. And then we had not so good a kickoff. We tried to swim it or onside it, and it didn't go 10 yards. And then they got the ball with a penalty, and they were in our territory on like the 40. And they go down and score and make it 20-7. But, the thing was, I really didn't see our kids get down because I think they believed they could score because, we were getting, 5-6 yards a carry. We get the ball back and we drive the ball back down and we get another 1-yard run from Dante Billups to make it 14-20. And then we get a squib onside and Isaiah Reams recovers it for us. And then we drive down and get a 3-yard touchdown from Ty Prince, our quarterback, to make it 21-20. And so we kind of battle back and forth, and we stop them fourth and it's probably about 4th and 5 on our 40-yard line. We get it back with about 5 minutes left, and we drive down, and they use all their timeouts. And I tell our offensive coordinator, I said, I just want to run a quarterback sneak, and then we'll take a knee. Well, their coach told him to let him score, so our guy takes off, and Ty Prince scores from about 30 out, and we get the extra point to make it 28-20. But our defense came up big. They were playing with a backup quarterback, and he just didn't really throw the ball well, and they're just not really a throwing team. And we forced them into a 4th and 6, and were able to keep him contained and tackle him and take a couple of knees at the end of the game and came out the winner.
And Coach, if I'm not mistaken, you guys run a veer offense?
Yeah, we do. We run a flex bone, veer package.
Yeah, and so kind of like you said, St. Charles West, probably not necessarily good at coming back in late games. Kudos to you guys for staying patient and staying within your game. You guys were down 14-0 and, down 2 scores. You kept fighting the good fight and running the football on them.
Yeah, and getting that kickoff was huge. And another thing we kind of knew about them was that they stayed in what they believed in, and they run a 4-2-5 defense, and they stayed in it all night. They have a great DN who is just phenomenal, and we knew that we could run at him some, but we had to run away from him, and he did, and they didn't get out of it. And if you watch this on film, we're going to find something that works, and we're going to keep hammering it until we adjust to it, and they didn't adjust really well. And a big part of our offense is, Dante, our fullback, but Ty did a great job reading the option tonight. He pulled it a few times. I think Dante had 25 carries for 142 yards, and Ty had 17 for 130. So, two of those guys getting 270 yards, your option's working pretty good between your fullback and your quarterback, and that's happening.
Yeah, and when you're kind of the underdog, and you know, ball control's great because you keep the ball the other hand, the other team's hands. You guys go on the road again next week, and you play Lutheran, so it doesn't get a lot easier for us, but for you. But you're in the championship game. You know, that's got to be huge. And I'm sure you haven't looked ahead to Lutheran yet, but you'll probably be burning the oil pretty late tonight.
Yeah, we, you know, it's my sixth year, and we've played in the championship game four times. And this is our fourth time. And, you know, I told him tonight, I said, you know, we always talk about bonus football. You know, when you're in this, you know, it's every week to do or die. And we always talk about bonus football. And the one thing I told him, I said, you know, we haven't won a week 12 game, and I want to win a week 12 game. I know they're good. I've got some good athletes. But I believe in our guys. I believe our guys kind of grew tonight. I believe our schedule, you know, set us up to win tonight. We play in a physical conference, and we've had our ups and downs this year, but I told them, hey, I like our district. I like where we are, and if we don't hurt ourselves, we can put ourselves in a position to win ball games. We'll have to do that next week. Every week it gets tougher, but you know, the ultimate goal, I told them, you know, you went from 64 to 32, now you went from 32 to 16. So we get back at it, and you know, get our minds right, and then mentally know what we're going to do and play physical. And you know, that next step is get from 16 to 8, and hopefully we can do that. You know, because that would be a home game for us, and it'd be a huge step for our program.
So, Coach, next week is our last fifth quarter show. Give us a call, win, lose, or draw. Appreciate you calling in this year, and best of luck to the Mexico Bulldogs in the district championship game next week.
Well, I appreciate the coverage, and we'll call next week.
All right, thanks.